So we didn't talk about this last week for some reason, probably because Abby wasn't in the studio with us, but I wanted to ask her, Abby, remember the Equips?
Yes, I do.
Did you wear your glasses?
I did wear my glasses. My mother would have killed me otherwise.
You know, there were reports. You know, I don't know how many millions of these glasses were sold.
Oh, I mean,
somebody
imagine.
Probably retired on what they sold. But the reports that some schools were ordering from an organization that was supplying phony ones.
Oh, no.
And how do you know they're
horrible.
Phony? Well, you look through them and they don't work.
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
see anything.
Wow.
So that's not something you want to, I mean, gosh, look at the trust we all put in those.
Precisely. Mm-hmm.
I didn't test the glasses. I took the glasses somebody gave me and I looked right to the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how important is it that you trust your planner, making sure that they're putting the right plan together for you?
Very.
I mean, a lot of times, like if you looked right in the sun with the glasses that were supposed to help and they didn't help and they burnt your eyeballs, your iris out, there was no second chance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you're with the wrong planner and you don't discover you're in the wrong plan until the market goes the wrong way, many times there's no recovery from that.
No, there's not.
And we have experienced this in the past. I've talked to people who have listened to the radio show, and they've been all happy because maybe 5 or 6 years after 2009 ended, they finally recovered and got back to where they started, mm-hmm. and they were happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit down with them and I say, you know what? Yeah, I'm glad you recovered, by the way, which a lot of people haven't. And look at Japan. It's taken maybe 30 years, and they still haven't recovered some of the money.
Yeah.
But recovery is not gain. And I said that to somebody the other day, and I had the strangest look return to me. Recovery is not gain. What do I mean by that?
Yeah, so what do you mean by that, Coach?
I asked you first.
So what I would imagine, I mean, seriously, just listening to it there, though, it sounds like they've recovered, but they actually hadn't made any profit. They've spent the last 10 years literally just kind of churning their wills.
Absolutely. So what I told them, I said, well, go back to your advisor who put you in the plan originally before the market crashed and asked them what your average annual return has been the last 10 years.
Ah.
Oh. You know, and I said, make sure they go back before the market crashed to go through a true portfolio review.
Okay. Because,
you know, numbers can basically say anything you want them to say.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers, if you're trying to twist statistics, you can twist them in your favor.
You
but let's say someone got an account with a broker in 2001 after the 2000 crash.
Okay. Yeah.
And the broker had them up and is bragging to them every year. They were up 10% a year or something like that. Then 2007, 8, 9 happened and they were down 40%.
Whew.
And now if you're down 40%, it takes about 80% return to get back to where you started.
And a lot of people are unaware of that, yeah.
Keep in mind, if you lose 50%, it takes 100% gain just to get back to where you were before you shouldn't have taken that risk to begin with.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
And so just looking at the article, Wall Street banks are sending warning signals. Basically, Wall Street banks are saying that we are overpriced on a lot of the stocks. A lot of the price to earnings, the book ratios are very, very high, which means you're investing in a stock that's overvalued. And now, there's nothing to say that it can't keep going up, by the way.
Sure.
But the odds, and of course, if you go to Vegas, you know odds. The odds are you're going to lose if you go to Vegas, by the way. I went a couple weeks ago. I didn't play any of the games. Because that's what they are. They're games. They're expensive games. But I walked around the casino floor, and I saw people happy and sad. And then I saw people who were sad. They were happy. And then they were sad again. You know, back and forth. It's a true definition of a manic depression, really, is to go to Wall Street.
You just sit there and watch it. Yeah.
But I told the group I was with, I was speaking to a group, I said, you know, they couldn't afford these fancy lights and these fancy casinos if everyone won.
Mm.
Matter of fact, the odds are very much in the favor of the table.
There you go. That makes sense.
Of the casino itself.
That does make
sense.
But
in this article, I thought it's pretty interesting. Number two on it, they were talking about 5 points or five things that made a big impact for the last couple weeks. And they were talking about the futuristic look on the new iPhone. The new iPhone will not blow away, it said.
Really?
And it's the iPhone 8. Now, I have the 6 myself.
Okay, yeah.
What do you have, Abby?
I have the 7 Plus.
Okay, what about you, Chris?
I have Samsung Galaxy S7.
Samsung Galaxy. And Thomas?
Yeah, I have an iPhone 7 with a big old busted screen.
Yeah, a lot of people were waiting, you know, like you. I've talked to some people who said, gosh, my screen's busted or I don't like my phone, but I'm going to wait until the 8 comes out because it's supposed to going to be better.
It's going to blow you away. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, what can I like my 6 because I have regular headphones I like to use.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went to the iPhone 7, they took away the headphone jack.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like that.
It's very annoying.
And an old man like me at 51, I'm stuck in my ways, you see. I don't want to keep buying new stuff.
Yeah, well, even someone like myself who may have professional headphones that wants to use them with their device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to use the converter, which anytime I know back in the day when I had a cassette tape player in my car and then I got this converter to play CDs.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Really show my age now. But it never sounded as good as if you had a real CD player.
Nope.
Because they kept having to transfer information from one thing to the other.
Exactly. And it's all about quality.
Yeah. And this happens many times when people try to do their own financial plan, when they're basically they're reading an article and they're trying to do their own plan, or their planner is basically copying other plans. A lot of things are lost in translation, Thomas. I grew up in an age where if you wanted to buy an album, you had to go to the store, mm-hmm. buy the album. And then you'd have to listen to the radio stations, and hopefully your favorite song would come on. And
oh,
you press
yeah.
play and record on the cassette tape player.
Yes.
You miss the intro, but you're all proud of yourself. Or you could just let the cassette tape run for about a half hour, and hopefully your favorite song would come on. And then you were stuck with all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
Nowadays, I mean, we just have instantaneous music. It's amazing, isn't it? So technology improves. But when we look at the ability to, for me to, I could take a picture right now. Abby and Chris are right in front of me, and Thomas, you're over on the left, in this, mm-hmm. in the surrounded by glass in the fishbowl, we call it.
That's right.
And if I took a picture of you guys right now, I could send it to China and back in a second.
It's incredible.
It's amazing, yeah. And they could print it out.
Yeah.
In a couple seconds.
Well, you know what amazes me, Coach, just as we've sat here, I mean, for so often, talking retirement, is that, you know, this same technology is being integrated into folks' retirement plans, and yet they're literally passing by potential opportunity just because they're unaware.
Yeah, yeah. And so where I'm going with all this is it's amazing to me that supposedly you can send power
yeah.
without a power cord.
Yeah,
I picture lightning bolts flying over the room. You know, think about that. I might have to start going to church twice a week now.
There you go.
Lightning bolts flying all
the
around.
The extra safe.
So I just don't know. But I mean, people are a lot smarter than I am. Chris, you're a lot smarter than I am when it comes to ejection seats in a plane, too, by the way. Exactly. What was the main mechanism in the plane that made the seat just explode out of the plane like that?
Well, there's several mechanisms, but the primary being the rocket motor.
Rocket motor.
So
wow.
You worked on the seats.
Yes, sir.
And you were in the Navy.
Yeah.
And it had a rocket motor in it.
It sure did.
Thomas, we have a rocket scientist with us today.
I love it. Nice.
I will take it. I'm updating my LinkedIn
Where's
now.
My little, there we go. Yes. So, Ed, we haven't even got into the seven financial blind spots like I said we would, but I think it's important that we understand that things constantly change,
mm-hmm.
but the more things change, the more they remain the same. And if you talk to somebody 50 years ago and they were thinking about retirement, now things changed a little bit because the company, you work for a company for 30 years or 40 years and then you retire and they would cut you a check for the rest of your life, what I call the green flag on the mailbox. It would continue to come over and over again for the rest of your life and also call it a financial fill up. You
mm-hmm.
just walk out and get to the mailbox and get that. But you can get your own pension plans today. And the first step is to build your accounts up, your IRAs, your 401ks, your TSPs, your 403bs, your 457s, all
okay.
this alphabet soup that exists out there. I know alphabets are not numbers, by the way, but I've just, you know, they said that.
Oh,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And so they build a lump sum. And I call it a lump sum time bomb, though, because you don't know how to take that money out correctly. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But the most important thing for everyone listening right now is to make sure that you understand, number one, what your needs are going to be in retirement, what your wants are going to be in retirement, what you have put aside for retirement, which I know you hate the 401k because it's taking money out of your paycheck every mm-hmm. single pay period, and you hate it, but it's you're paying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building a balance that can be transferred tax-free into your very own IRA account, which could then give you a lifetime income you can never outlive. Now, some of the money you have needs to be put aside and needs to be in a retirement plan that gives you lifetime income. Your financial plan is not a retirement plan until it has lifetime income built into it. And so if you're not sure where you are right now, which most people aren't, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, we want to educate you. And I've been doing the radio for over 12 years, this show. I've been in the financial arena over 25 years, and I guarantee you no one is the same. And I have seen about everything out there, but I don't like seeing the same plan for everybody. And that's what I'm seeing many times out there with folks that have radio shows too, acting like they know what they're talking about. We're seeing a lot of messy junk out there these days.
Mm-hmm.
Let us help you translate where you are right now. Let us get you in the right place. Let's get that peace of mind that you deserve. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, Thomas is going to give you the number out in a minute. Keep in mind, if you get a busy signal, keep calling back. And our team of professionals will call you back on Monday morning at the latest. It might even be right after the show. But if you call and you're one of the next 20 callers and you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we're going to help you by taking the mystery out of the financial planning process. We're going to map out for you what you're paying now fee-wise, risk-wise. We're going to look at if you're taking too much risk for the time of life you're in right now. We're also going to figure out what kind of income you need. And we're going to try to put a plan together that will guarantee you get even more than you even thought you would. And again, that's possible. It's not probable until you give a call, though, and get with a specialist who basically looks at what you really need and designs the income plan. So the next 20 callers, Thomas, no fee, no obligation, have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Let's put a retirement plan together. If you're age 52 and above, this is vital because you're in the financial red zone.
The number to call, 800 800- 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
Guys, it's a common fact that most retirees have just 1 or 2 years worth of savings available once they retire. It's a scary situation, one a detailed, documented retirement plan can help you avoid. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to build a retirement income plan.